Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 25th day in the month of May 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, there is always a way. There is always a way. I'm for today is taken from Psalm 21. My hope is built on nothing less. My hope is built on nothing less. And our Bible in 1 year is taken from Esther from chapter 1 to chapter 5. Esther from chapter 1 to chapter 5. Our memory verse today is taken from Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Mark chapter 9 verse 23. It says, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Luke chapter 8, from verse 43 to verse 48. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 43, it reads, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, I don't believe in impossibilities. This is why when I ask someone to do something and that fellow says it is impossible, I move on immediately and get someone else to do it. When we're building the Redemption City, some people said it was impossible to build a house within 7 days, but we did it. They also said that the house would collapse soon, but it has been standing for over 40 years. Then they said, it's a bungalow. A story building will take months to build. However, we built a story building in 18 days. They moved on to say that it will soon collapse, but it is still standing over 30. In those cases, what we simply did was find a way to double time. Workers were working on the construction site day and night. That way, what should have taken 2 days to accomplish only took one. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we're successful. That is what I call divine engineering. No matter how impossible something looks, if you have the Holy Spirit and are determined to get that thing done, there will always be a way. Several years ago, I was a rented property. So for me to have the place to stay and pray for the service, they had to bring a motor home. as I step out of the motor home to go for my ministrations, and while the protocol officers were still trying to clear the way for me, a woman who had been barren for many years ran into the motor home and sat on the seat I had just gotten up from. The protocol officers ran after her and took her out of the motor home immediately, but the woman was not bothered because she believed that she had gotten a miracle. She had faith that God would give her a miracle child if she could sit in the motor home, and she became pregnant that month. The woman with the issue of blood in today's Bible reading was determined enough to disregard all obstacles that could have prevented her from touching the hem of Jesus' garment. Sometimes you will face obstacles in life. However, you must know that with God, nothing is impossible. Trust Him and don't give up. It will make a way where there seems to be no way, and you will testify. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, with God, there will always be a way. With God, there will always be a way. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download on Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.